his strength, his salvation. I rejoice in the God of my salvation. In doing so, Habakkuk is strengthened as he waits in the valley, but know that he will stand on the mountaintops because God has enabled him to and will strengthen him. Mountains aren't easy to climb, and neither is this life we've been given. But we see in Habakkuk that God gives us a very clear application on how to navigate trusting him through difficult times. And so when we look at Old Testament books, sometimes the application isn't always as clear as we may find in the New Testament. But we see here in Habakkuk three things of application I want you to, you can apply to your life today. And throughout the rest of the days the Lord has given you. First, we're called to walk by faith and not by sight. We saw that in Habakkuk 2. We see that where? In 2 Corinthians 5:7. Walk by faith while we wait on the Lord's return. Don't just be waiting, not doing anything, but walk by faith, carrying out the mission that you've been given. And what is that? The gospel. Second, remember who is on the throne. We need to be still. Habakkuk 2:20 says that, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let the whole earth be silent in his presence. What does that mean? We need to be quiet. We need to be still in the presence of the Lord and worship him in the midst of where we're at. Now, understanding what we're going through or why we're going through it, but have our focus on him. Third, we rejoice in who God is. This was key. Before, Habakkuk was focused on what God hadn't done, and then he changed his focus on who God is. God, even though you haven't met my expectations, right? I'm not going to focus on that. What I am going to focus on, God, is you're my salvation. You're my strength. God, you are my wisdom. Take time to be with the Lord. We see that when we spend time with the Lord daily, we're able to change our focus. We're able to concentrate on him more so. So I want to close with this last quote. The good news is that God is faithful, even when we are not. Like Habakkuk, we can also walk on the heights when we put our trust in the sovereignty of our God who reigns over all the nations of the earth. When the Lord is our strength, we can rise above the troubles of this world and say like a Habakkuk, he enables me to walk on mountain heights. The Lord was his source of strength.